see if I have it. Yeah, that back then, I don't know if UHF was that busy back then. That makes sense. You didn't make a lot of contacts with the 404. I had the 202, the 2-meter version of the 404. And I made a lot of contacts with that thing. And I wonder, Mike, because just like that 202, you don't have to have the battery pack. You could plug it into a power supply as long as you have the proper connector and wired up properly, of course. I wonder if that IC2AT, whatever it is, if that also has an external power port that bypasses the battery.
If I need to look at it, I've got a cardboard box over here in the corner of my shack. I have a 202 laying in there, a 212, which was a realistic 2-meter mobile, and I have the IC218. I have all three radios in that box laying there. I want to get them working. The IC202 works, and so does the 212, but I need to get the ICOM working.